This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, March 11. Not just an interruption. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 5. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered. "And yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." She came up behind Jesus in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." A woman who had suffered from bleeding met Jesus. This woman interrupted Jesus on his way to heal a young girl, as we noted yesterday. Because of this woman's bleeding condition, she would have been considered unclean by her community. No one wanted to touch her, because then they would be considered unclean too. The bleeding had been going on for 12 years, so this woman was desperate to be healed. Either because of her desperation or because of her faith, she dared to reach out and touch Jesus' cloak, believing that she would be healed. Jesus' power to heal was indeed so strong that she was healed. This woman had interrupted Jesus from going to heal the beloved daughter of Jairus, but Jesus called this woman daughter too when he found that she was the one who had touched his garment. By his healing power, he restored her to her community. And by his loving address, he showed that she was worthy of love. This is what Jesus offers to us today, too. Because of his power, Jesus can heal us from physical disease, and he can heal the divisions that keep us from community with one another. And because of Jesus' love, we can each know the gift of being called a beloved daughter or son. Pray with me. God, by the power of Jesus, heal the diseases of our bodies and the divisions of our communities. Embrace us as your children, we pray, because of your grace. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.